Right now, as you listen to these words, your brain is operating at a fraction of its true potential while you go about your daily routine. There's an elite group of people who have discovered something extraordinary. They've unlocked cognitive abilities that seem almost superhuman. They process information faster, make better decisions, solve complex problems with ease, and consistently outperform everyone around them. These aren't people born with special gifts. They're not genetically superior. What they've done is upgrade their brain using specific techniques and principles that 99% of the population will never discover. The difference between you and them isn't talent. It's not luck. And it's not circumstances. It's simply that they know something you don't know yet. But that's about to change. By the time you finish this, you will understand exactly how the cognitive elite think, how they process information, and most importantly, how you can rewire your own brain to join their ranks. This isn't theory. This isn't motivation. This is a systematic blueprint for cognitive transformation based on cutting-edge neuroscience and the documented thinking patterns of the world's highest performers. Most people will never experience what it's like to think at this level. They'll settle for average thinking, average decisions, and average results. But you're not most people. You're here because you refuse to accept intellectual mediocrity. You're ready to upgrade your brain and unlock capabilities you never knew you had. Chapter 1. The Cognitive Elite and Why They Dominate Everything. There's a secret that the most successful people in the world don't want you to know. It's not their connections, their resources, or their opportunities that make them dominant. It's how they think. While everyone else is trapped in conventional thinking patterns, the cognitive elite operate on a completely different level of mental processing. Jeff Bezos doesn't just think about selling products. He thinks in systems, in decades, in probability distributions, across multiple scenarios simultaneously. Elon Musk doesn't just solve engineering problems. He reconstructs entire industries by thinking from first principles while others are trapped in incremental improvements. Warren Buffett doesn't just pick stocks. He processes information through mental models that compress decades of market wisdom into instant decision-making frameworks. These aren't accidents. These aren't natural talents. These are learned cognitive abilities that anyone can develop if they understand the underlying principles. But here's the problem. Most people don't even realize these levels of thinking exist. They're so trapped in their current cognitive limitations that they can't even conceive of thinking differently. The cognitive elite understands something fundamental about the human brain that escapes 99% of people. They know that intelligence isn't fixed. They know that thinking patterns can be rewired. They know that mental performance can be systematically upgraded through deliberate practice and specific techniques. While everyone else accepts their current level of thinking as permanent, the cognitive elite are constantly expanding their mental capabilities. This creates a compound advantage that gets more powerful over time. When you can think better, you make better decisions. When you make better decisions, you get better results. When you get better results, you gain access to better opportunities. When you have better opportunities, you can compound your advantages even further. This is why the cognitive elite don't just stay ahead, they accelerate away from everyone else, but it goes deeper than just results. The cognitive elite experience reality differently. They see patterns that others miss. They anticipate problems before they happen. They identify opportunities that are invisible to conventional thinkers. They process complexity with ease while others are overwhelmed by simple decisions. They operate with a level of mental clarity and confidence that seems almost supernatural to those trapped in average thinking. The most important thing to understand is that this level of cognitive performance isn't reserved for a chosen few. It's not about genetics, education, or background. It's about understanding how the brain actually works and applying specific techniques to upgrade its performance. The cognitive elite know these techniques. They use them daily. And now you're about to learn them, too. Every single day, you delay upgrading your thinking. You fall further behind those who are systematically improving their cognitive abilities. While you're using the same mental patterns you've always used, they're developing new ways to process information, make decisions, and solve problems. The gap isn't just growing, it's accelerating. But the moment you understand and apply these principles, everything changes. Chapter 2. The intelligence lie that keeps 99% of people intellectually trapped. Everything you've been taught about intelligence is wrong. The education system, society, even most psychology textbooks perpetuate a lie that keeps people intellectually imprisoned. They tell you that intelligence is fixed, that you're born with a certain IQ, and that your cognitive abilities are essentially unchangeable. This is not just false. It's the single biggest barrier preventing you from reaching your intellectual potential. The truth is that what we call intelligence is actually a collection of learnable skills, mental models, and thinking patterns. The people who appear naturally brilliant have simply developed these skills to a higher degree. They've trained their brains to process information more effectively, to see patterns more clearly, and to make connections that others miss. But none of this is genetic. It's all trainable. This lie about fixed intelligence serves those who benefit from intellectual inequality. When you believe your thinking ability is permanent, you stop trying to improve it. You accept your current level of mental performance as your ceiling. You don't question whether you could think faster, more clearly, or more creatively. You settle into intellectual mediocrity because you believe that's all you're capable of. But neuroscience has proven something revolutionary. Your brain remains plastic throughout your entire life. Every time you learn something new, every time you challenge your thinking, every time you practice mental skills, you literally rewire your neural pathways. You can develop new cognitive abilities at any age. You can upgrade your processing speed, your pattern recognition, your problem-solving skills, and your decision-making abilities. The cognitive elite discovered this truth early. While others accepted their intellectual limitations, they began systematically upgrading their thinking. They treated their brain like a muscle that could be strengthened through deliberate practice. They identified the specific mental skills that create superior performance and then developed those skills obsessively. They refused to accept that their current level of thinking was their permanent level. This is why traditional education fails so completely. Schools teach you what to think, not how to think. They fill your head with information but never teach you how to process that information effectively. They test your ability to memorize and regurgitate, but never develop your ability to analyze, synthesize, or create. They produce graduates who can pass tests but can't think critically about complex problems. The cognitive elite rejected this approach entirely. Instead of focusing on accumulating information, they focused on developing mental frameworks for processing information. Instead of memorizing facts, they learned mental models for understanding how the world works. Instead of accepting conventional wisdom, they developed the ability to think independently and question everything. This is why people with average grades often outperform people with perfect grades in the real world. Grades measure your ability to conform to existing thinking patterns. Success requires the ability to think beyond existing patterns, to see what others don't see, and to create solutions that don't already exist. The cognitive elite understand this distinction completely. The most damaging aspect of the intelligence lie is that it makes people afraid to challenge their own thinking. If you believe your intelligence is fixed, then struggling with a concept feels like proof of your limitations. But if you understand that intelligence is developed through struggle, then every challenge becomes an opportunity to upgrade your cognitive abilities. When you finally reject the intelligence lie, everything changes. You stop seeing mental challenges as threats to your ego and start seeing them as opportunities for cognitive growth. You stop comparing your thinking to others and start focusing on systematically improving your own mental performance. You stop accepting your current limitations and start pushing the boundaries of what you thought was possible. Chapter 3, The Neuroplasticity Revolution and How to Rewire Your Brain for Genius-Level Performance. Your brain is not a computer with fixed hardware and unchangeable processing power. It's more like a dynamic, constantly evolving network that rebuilds itself based on how you use it. This is the principle of neuroplasticity, and it's the foundation of all cognitive upgrade. Understanding and harnessing neuroplasticity is what separates the cognitive elite from everyone else. Every thought you think, every pattern you practice, every mental skill you develop literally changes the physical structure of your brain. When you repeatedly engage in superior thinking patterns, your brain builds stronger neural pathways to support those patterns. When you stop using inferior thinking habits, those neural pathways weaken and eventually disappear. This means you have direct control over how your brain is wired. The cognitive elite exploit this principle ruthlessly. They identify the specific thinking patterns that create superior performance, and then they practice those patterns obsessively until they become automatic. They deliberately expose themselves to complex problems that force their brain to develop new neural pathways. They systematically challenge their existing mental models and replace them with more effective ones. But most people work against neuroplasticity instead of with it. They repeat the same thinking patterns day after day, strengthening neural pathways that keep them trapped in mediocrity. They avoid mental challenges that could force cognitive growth. They stick with comfortable, familiar ways of processing information instead of pushing their brain to develop new capabilities. The key to harnessing neuroplasticity is understanding that your brain adapts to whatever you ask it to do most frequently. If you spend your time consuming passive entertainment, your brain optimizes for passive consumption. If you spend your time engaging in shallow thinking, your brain becomes wired for shallow thinking. But if you consistently engage in deep, complex, challenging mental work, your brain rewires itself to excel at that type of thinking. This is why the cognitive elite are so selective about what they expose their brain to. They understand that every input is literally shaping their neural architecture. They avoid mental junk food, shallow content, mindless entertainment, repetitive tasks that don't challenge their thinking. Instead, they feed their brain a steady diet of complex problems, diverse perspectives, and challenging mental exercises. The process of neural rewiring isn't always comfortable. When you push your brain beyond its current capabilities, you experience mental fatigue, confusion, and frustration. Most people interpret these feelings as signals to stop, to retreat back to their comfort zone. But the cognitive elite understand that this discomfort is the sign that neuroplasticity is working. It's the feeling of your brain building new neural pathways. One of the most powerful applications of neuroplasticity is developing what neuroscientists call cognitive flexibility. The ability to switch between different mental frameworks depending on the situation. While most people get locked into one way of thinking about problems, the cognitive elite train their brain to approach every situation from multiple angles simultaneously. They practice looking at problems through different mental models, considering opposite perspectives and finding connections between seemingly unrelated concepts. This trains their brain to be highly adaptable, able to find solutions that others miss because they're trapped in single perspective thinking. The cognitive elite also use neuroplasticity to upgrade their processing speed. They deliberately practice thinking faster, making quicker connections, and processing information more efficiently. They train their brain to recognize patterns instantly, to eliminate unnecessary mental steps, and to arrive at insights with minimal conscious effort. Over time, this practice literally rewires their brain for faster, more efficient thinking. Another crucial application is developing enhanced pattern recognition. The cognitive elite expose themselves to vast amounts of information from diverse fields, training their brain to identify subtle patterns and connections. They study how experts in different domains approach problems, looking for underlying principles that can be applied across multiple areas. This cross-pollination of ideas creates new neural pathways that enable breakthrough insights. The most important thing to understand about neuroplasticity is that it never stops working. Your brain is rewiring itself right now based on how you're using it. Every moment you spend in superior thinking patterns is a moment spent building a more capable brain. Every challenge you embrace is an opportunity to develop new cognitive abilities. The question isn't whether your brain can change. It's changing constantly. The question is whether you're directing that change toward cognitive excellence or allowing it to drift toward mediocrity. Chapter 4. Mental models of the elite and how they process information at superhuman speed. The cognitive elite don't think harder than everyone else. They think differently. While most people approach every situation with random, unstructured thinking, the cognitive elite use sophisticated mental models that allow them to process complex information with incredible speed and accuracy. These mental models are like cognitive shortcuts that compress years of learning into instant understanding. A mental model is a framework for understanding how something works. It's a simplified representation of reality that helps you make sense of complex situations quickly. The cognitive elite have developed vast libraries of these models, and they can instantly select and apply the most appropriate model for any given situation. This gives them a massive advantage over people who are trying to figure out everything from scratch. Consider how Warren Buffett evaluates investments. He doesn't analyze every single detail about every company. Instead, he uses mental models like competitive moats, margin of safety, and compound interest to quickly identify whether an investment opportunity is worth pursuing. These models allow him to process enormous amounts of information and make decisions that others would need weeks to analyze. Elon Musk uses first principles thinking, a mental model that breaks down complex problems into their fundamental components. Instead of accepting how things are currently done, he asks, what are the basic physical laws and constraints? And how can we rebuild from those foundations? This mental model allowed him to revolutionize multiple industries by questioning assumptions that everyone else accepted as unchangeable. The most powerful mental models are those that work across multiple domains. The cognitive elite collect these universal principles and apply them everywhere. They understand concepts like leverage, compound effects, feedback loops, and systems thinking, and they use these frameworks to understand everything from business strategy to personal relationships to technological innovation. But mental models only work if you can access them quickly when you need them. The cognitive elite don't just learn mental models. They practice using them until the application becomes automatic. They deliberately expose themselves to diverse situations where they can apply these models, strengthening the neural pathways that make model selection instant and effortless. This is completely different from how most people learn. Most people accumulate information randomly without organizing it into useful frameworks. They might learn about marketing, psychology, economics, and technology. But they never develop models that allow them to see the connections between these fields. As a result, their knowledge remains fragmented and difficult to apply. The cognitive elite organize all their learning around mental models. When they encounter new information, they immediately ask which model it fits into, whether it suggests the need for a new model. They're constantly refining their model library, updating old models with new insights, and developing new models when they encounter patterns that their existing frameworks can't explain. One of the most important categories of mental models is decision-making frameworks. The cognitive elite have systematic approaches for making choices under uncertainty. They use models like expected value calculations, scenario planning, and premortem analysis to evaluate options objectively instead of relying on gut instinct or emotional reactions. They also use probabilistic thinking, understanding that most outcomes exist on a spectrum of likelihood rather than as binary possibilities. While most people think in terms of will or won't happen, the cognitive elite think in terms of probability distributions. This allows them to make better bets and position themselves advantageously even when they can't predict exact outcomes. Another crucial category is systems thinking models. The cognitive elite understand that everything is connected to everything else, and they use models that help them trace cause and effect relationships through complex systems. They can predict second and third order consequences that others miss because they see the whole system instead of just isolated parts. Pattern recognition models are equally important. The cognitive elite have frameworks for identifying recurring patterns across different contexts. They can look at a new situation and instantly recognize similarities to patterns they've seen before, allowing them to apply proven solutions instead of inventing everything from scratch. The speed advantage that mental models provide is extraordinary. While others are struggling to understand what's happening in a complex situation, the cognitive elite can instantly apply the appropriate model and move directly to solution generation. They've essentially pre-processed most types of problems they're likely to encounter, giving them a massive head start in any competitive situation. But the real power of mental models goes beyond speed. They also provide depth of understanding that surface-level analysis can't match. When you understand the underlying models that govern how something works, you can predict behavior, identify leverage points, and design interventions that others would never think of. Chapter 5. Cognitive biases that destroy 99% of people's thinking and how to eliminate them. Your brain is not designed for rational thinking. It's designed for survival in an environment that no longer exists. The mental shortcuts and automatic responses that helped humans survive in small tribes thousands of years ago now systematically sabotage your ability to think clearly in the modern world. These cognitive biases are invisible mental traps that distort your perception of reality and led you to consistently bad decisions. The cognitive elite understand this fundamental flaw in human thinking, and they've developed systematic approaches to identify and eliminate these biases from their decision-making process. While 99% of people remain completely unaware that their thinking is being manipulated by these evolutionary artifacts, the cognitive elite have turned bias elimination into a core mental skill. Confirmation bias is perhaps the most destructive of all cognitive biases. Your brain automatically seeks out information that confirms what you already believe while ignoring or dismissing contradictory evidence. This creates a closed loop where your existing beliefs become stronger and more entrenched over time. Even when they're completely wrong, most people live their entire lives trapped in bubbles of self-reinforcing beliefs. The cognitive elite combat confirmation bias through systematic devil's advocacy. They deliberately seek out opposing viewpoints, steelman the strongest arguments against their position, and actively look for disease confirming evidence. They understand that the goal isn't to win arguments, but to discover truth. And truth often requires abandoning comfortable beliefs. Availability bias tricks your brain into thinking that whatever comes to mind most easily is most important or most likely. This is why people overestimate the probability of dramatic events they see in the news while underestimating more common but less memorable risks. Your brain mistakes vividness for validity and recency for frequency. The cognitive elite counteract availability bias by relying on systematic data collection rather than memory-based impressions. They use checklists, statistical analysis, and structured frameworks to evaluate probabilities objectively. They understand that their intuitive sense of likelihood is systematically distorted, and they compensate accordingly. Anchoring bias causes your brain to become overly attached to the first piece of information you receive about a situation. This initial anchor heavily influences all subsequent judgments. Even when the anchor is completely irrelevant, negotiators exploit this bias by making extreme opening offers that shift the entire range of what seems reasonable. The cognitive elite recognize anchoring attempts and systematically ignore irrelevant reference points. They establish their own anchors based on objective analysis rather than accepting whatever anchor someone else provides. They understand that first impressions are often designed to manipulate rather than inform. Loss aversion makes people irrationally afraid of giving up things they already have, even when the potential gains far outweigh the potential losses. This bias keeps people trapped in bad situations because the pain of losing what they have feels more intense than the pleasure of gaining something better. It's why people stay in dead-end jobs, bad relationships, and failing investments long after they should cut their losses. The cognitive elite overcome loss aversion by reframing decisions in terms of opportunity cost rather than absolute loss. They ask not what they might lose, but what they might gain by making a change. They understand that status quo bias is usually a trap that prevents optimal decision-making. Some cost fallacy causes people to continue investing in failing projects because they've already invested so much that they can't bear to walk away. The more time, money, or effort you've already spent on something, the harder it becomes to abandon it. Even when continuation is clearly the wrong choice, this bias destroys countless careers and relationships. The cognitive elite make decisions based on future costs and benefits rather than past investments. They understand that sunk costs are irrelevant to optimal decision making. They can cut their losses quickly and redirect their resources toward better opportunities without being emotionally attached to past investments. Overconfidence bias leads people to consistently overestimate their abilities, their knowledge, and their chances of success. This bias is particularly dangerous because it prevents people from seeking help, doing adequate research, or preparing for negative outcomes. Overconfident people make riskier decisions with less preparation, leading to predictably bad results. The cognitive elite combat overconfidence through systematic calibration training. They regularly test their predictions against actual outcomes and adjust their confidence levels accordingly. They understand that confidence should be based on evidence and track record rather than feeling and hope. Social proof bias makes people conform to group behavior even when the group is clearly wrong. People assume that if everyone else is doing something, it must be correct. This bias prevents independent thinking and leads to herd behavior that often produces suboptimal outcomes for everyone involved. The cognitive elite maintain intellectual independence by questioning popular beliefs and examining the evidence behind widespread practices. They understand that what everyone knows is often wrong and that exceptional results require contrarian thinking based on independent analysis. The key insight that the cognitive elite understand is that you cannot eliminate cognitive biases through willpower or good intentions. These biases operate below the level of conscious awareness, and they're stronger than your rational mind. The only way to overcome them is through systematic processes that compensate for your brain's built-in flaws. This means developing checklists that force you to consider alternatives, seeking out diverse perspectives that challenge your assumptions, using data and statistical analysis instead of intuition, and creating decision-making frameworks that prevent emotional reasoning from overwhelming rational analysis. The cognitive elite turn bias elimination into a systematic practice rather than hoping they can think their way around evolutionary programming. Chapter 6. The Deep Work Revolution and How to Build Laser-Sharp Focus in a Distracted World. The ability to focus deeply on cognitively demanding tasks is becoming the superpower of the 21st century. While the majority of people are drowning in distractions, constantly switching between shallow tasks and training their brains for permanent attention deficit, the cognitive elite have mastered the art of sustained concentration. They can focus intensely for hours at a time, diving deep into complex problems, while others can barely maintain attention for minutes. This isn't just about productivity. Deep focus is the foundation of all cognitive upgrade. Every advanced mental skill requires extended periods of concentrated practice. You cannot develop superior pattern recognition while constantly checking your phone. You cannot build complex mental models while your attention is fragmented across multiple tasks. You cannot upgrade your thinking while your brain is in constant reactive mode. The modern world has created an attention economy designed to capture and fragment your focus. Social media platforms, news websites, messaging apps, and entertainment services employed teams of neuroscientists and behavioral economists to make their products as addictive as possible. They've weaponized your brain's natural tendency to seek novelty and social validation, creating digital slot machines that provide intermittent reinforcement to keep you hooked. Most people have unknowingly surrendered their cognitive sovereignty to these attention merchants. They've allowed their focus to be chopped up into tiny fragments, switching between tasks every few minutes, never spending enough concentrated time on anything to develop real expertise. Their brains have been trained for distraction, making deep thought almost impossible. The cognitive elite recognized this threat early and took decisive action to protect their mental resources. They understand that attention is not just a limited resource. It's the most valuable resource. Everything you accomplish in life depends on your ability to direct sustained attention toward important goals. If you can't focus, you can't think clearly. If you can't think clearly, you can't achieve anything significant. Building deep focus requires understanding how attention actually works in the brain. Your prefrontal cortex, the brain region responsible for complex thinking, can only handle one cognitively demanding task at a time when you try to multitask. You're not actually doing multiple things simultaneously. You're rapidly switching between tasks. And each switch comes with a cognitive cost. You lose time, energy, and mental clarity with every transition. The cognitive elite eliminate multitasking entirely. They work in single-task mode, dedicating uninterrupted blocks of time to individual objectives. They understand that 2 hours of focused work produces more valuable output than 8 hours of distracted, fragmented effort. They protect their deep work time as fiercely as they protect their most valuable assets. Creating the conditions for deep focus requires systematic environmental design. The cognitive elite eliminate all potential distractions from their work environment. They use phones in airplane mode, work in locations without internet access, and create physical barriers that make distraction difficult. They understand that willpower is insufficient. You must engineer your environment to support sustained concentration. They also use specific rituals to signal to their brain that it's time for deep work. These might include specific locations, times of day, background music, or preparation routines that train the brain to shift into focus mode automatically. The ritual itself becomes a trigger that initiates deep concentration without requiring conscious effort. But deep work isn't just about eliminating distractions. It's about training your brain to sustain attention for increasingly longer periods. The cognitive elite deliberately practice extending their focus duration, gradually increasing the length of their concentrated work sessions. They treat attention like a muscle that gets stronger with systematic training. They also understand the importance of attention residue, the mental residue that remains when you switch from one task to another. Even after you've stopped thinking about one task, part of your attention remains stuck on the previous activity. This residue reduces your cognitive capacity for the new task. The cognitive elite allowed transition time between activities to clear attention residue completely. Progressive focus training is essential for developing elite-level concentration. Start with shorter sessions and gradually extend them. Begin with 25 minute blocks of uninterrupted focus. Then progress to 50 minutes, then 90 minutes, then multiple hours. Each extension requires your brain to build stronger neural pathways for sustained attention. The cognitive elite also master attention switching. The ability to rapidly move between different types of focused work without losing mental clarity. They can shift from analytical thinking to creative thinking to strategic planning while maintaining peak performance in each mode. This flexibility allows them to work more efficiently and tackle complex problems that require multiple types of cognitive processing. Recovery is equally important as focus itself. The cognitive elite understand that intense concentration depletes cognitive resources and they schedule specific periods for mental restoration. They use meditation, nature walks, physical exercise and other activities that replenish their attention reserves and prepare their brain for the next period of deep work. The compounding effects of deep work are extraordinary. When you can focus intensely for extended periods, you can tackle problems that others can't even understand. You can develop insights that require hours of sustained thought to discover. You can build complex mental models that shallow thinking cannot construct. Deep work isn't just a productivity technique. It's the foundation of cognitive superiority. Chapter 7. Speed reading and information processing techniques that multiply your learning rate. The cognitive elite consume information at rates that seem impossible to average learners. They can read entire books in hours, extract key insights from complex documents in minutes, and synthesize information from multiple sources faster than others can process single articles. This isn't a natural talent. It's a learned skill that anyone can develop through systematic training and proper technique. But speed reading is just the beginning. The real advantage comes from advanced information processing techniques that allow you to not just read faster, but to understand, retain, and apply information more effectively. The cognitive elite have developed systematic approaches for extracting maximum value from everything they consume, turning information consumption into a competitive advantage. Most people read the way they were taught in elementary school, one word at a time, subvocalizing every word in their head, moving their eyes in small increments across the page. This approach artificially limits reading speed to the pace of internal speech, typically around 200,300 words per minute. But your brain can process visual information much faster than you can speak or think words. The first breakthrough in speed reading comes from eliminating subvocalization. The habit of pronouncing words in your head as you read. Your brain doesn't need to hear words to understand them. You can recognize and comprehend written words directly through visual processing, bypassing the speech centers entirely. This alone can double or triple your reading speed. Visual reading involves treating words as patterns rather than sounds instead of converting text to internal speech. You train your brain to recognize word shapes, phrase patterns, and sentence structures visually. This requires practice, but once developed, it allows you to process text at the speed of visual recognition rather than the speed of speech. Eye movement optimization is equally important. Most people read with inefficient eye movements, making too many fixations per line and regressing frequently to reread text. The cognitive elite train their eyes to move in larger jumps, taking in multiple words or phrases with each fixation. They eliminate regression by improving their concentration and comprehension on the first pass. Peripheral vision utilization expands your reading span dramatically. Instead of focusing on individual words, you can train your eyes to capture entire phrases or lines simultaneously. This requires developing your peripheral vision and learning to trust your brain's ability to process multiple words at once. With practice, you can read entire sentences in single eye fixations. But reading speed without comprehension is worthless. The cognitive elite combines speed techniques with advanced comprehension strategies that actually improve understanding while increasing speed. They use pre-e-reading techniques to activate relevant background knowledge, create mental frameworks for organizing new information, and establish specific learning objectives before they begin reading. Strategic reading involves adjusting your reading speed and technique based on your purpose and the material's complexity. The cognitive elite don't read everything at maximum speed. They use different approaches for different types of content. Skimming for overview, scanning for specific information, careful reading for complex concepts, and intensive study for material they need to master completely. Information hierarchy recognition allows you to identify the most important information quickly and allocate your attention accordingly. The cognitive elite can rapidly distinguish between main ideas and supporting details, essential concepts and examples, proven facts, and speculation. They focus their mental energy on high-value information while processing less important details more quickly. Pattern recognition in text structure accelerates both speed and comprehension. The cognitive elite recognize common organizational patterns, problem-solution, cause, effect, comparison, contrast, chronological sequence. Once they identify the pattern, they can predict where key information is likely to appear and adjust their reading strategy accordingly. Synthesis reading involves processing multiple sources simultaneously to build comprehensive understanding of complex topics. The cognitive elite don't read sources in isolation. They actively connect information across different texts, identifying agreements and contradictions, filling gaps in understanding and building integrated mental models that incorporate insights from multiple perspectives. Active questioning while reading dramatically improves both comprehension and retention. The cognitive elite constantly generate questions about the material they're reading. What does this mean? How does this connect to what I already know? What are the implications? What questions does this raise? This internal dialogue keeps their minds actively engaged and creates multiple pathways for remembering information. Memory encoding during reading ensures that important information is retained for future use. The cognitive elite use specific techniques to transfer key insights from short-term to long-term memory. They create visual associations, relate new information to existing knowledge, summarize key points in their own words, and identify practical applications for important concepts. Note-taking systems designed for speed and retention allow the cognitive elite to capture essential information without slowing down their reading pace. They use abbreviated notation systems, visual maps, and structured templates that enable rapid capture of key points while maintaining reading momentum. Their notes become external memory systems that amplify their cognitive capabilities. The compounding effect of accelerated learning is extraordinary. When you can process information 3 to 5 times faster than average while maintaining or improving comprehension, you gain access to vastly more knowledge in the same amount of time. This knowledge advantage creates opportunities that others miss, insights that others can't develop, and solutions that others can't imagine. Chapter 8. Memory Enhancement and the Science of Never Forgetting Important Information. Your memory is not a storage device with fixed capacity. It's a dynamic system that can be trained to retain virtually unlimited information with perfect recall. The cognitive elite understand that memory is the foundation of intelligence. You can only think with what you can remember. And superior memory creates superior thinking capabilities. They've developed systematic approaches to memory enhancement that seem almost supernatural to those trapped in forgetting. The biggest lie about memory is that some people are naturally good at remembering while others are naturally forgetful. Memory performance has nothing to do with natural ability and everything to do with technique. The people with seemingly photographic memories have simply learned memory systems that make forgetting almost impossible. These systems are learnable by anyone willing to invest the effort to master them. Most people use their memory passively, hoping that important information will somehow stick through repetition or natural recall. But the cognitive elite use their memory actively, employing specific techniques that guarantee retention of everything they choose to remember. They've turned memory from a weakness into their greatest cognitive asset. The foundation of superior memory is understanding how memory actually works in the brain. Information moves through 3 stages: sensory memory, short-term memory, and long-term memory. Most information never makes it past sensory memory, which holds impressions for only seconds. Information that captures attention moves to short-term memory, which can hold about 7 items for roughly 20 seconds. Only information that is properly encoded moves into long-term memory for permanent storage. The cognitive elite have mastered the encoding process using specific techniques that guarantee transfer from short-term to long-term memory. They understand that memory is not about repetition. It's about creating strong distinctive neural pathways that make recall automatic and effortless. The method of LOSSI, also known as the memory palace technique, transforms abstract information into vivid spatial memories. You create detailed mental maps of familiar locations. Your house, office, or neighborhood, and associate information you want to remember with specific locations in these mental spaces. Because spatial memory is one of your strongest memory systems, this technique allows you to remember vast amounts of information with perfect accuracy. The cognitive elite build elaborate memory palaces for different categories of information. They might have one palace for business concepts, another for historical facts, another for technical knowledge. They can mentally walk through these palaces and instantly recall any information they've stored there. This system scales infinitely. You can create as many palaces as you need and store unlimited information in each one. Visual association transforms boring abstract information into memorable concrete images. Your brain remembers images far better than words or numbers. So the cognitive elite convert everything they want to remember into vivid mental pictures. They use exaggeration, action, and unusual combinations to make these images unforgettable. For remembering names, they create visual associations between the person's face and their name. For remembering numbers, they use number image systems where each digit corresponds to a specific image. For remembering concepts, they create visual metaphors that capture the essential meaning in memorable form. Story-based memory systems connect isolated facts into coherent narratives. Your brain is wired to remember stories, which is why you can recall the plot of movies you saw years ago, but forget lists of facts you studied yesterday. The cognitive elite turn everything into stories, creating memorable narratives that preserve information in exactly the sequence they need to recall it. Spaced repetition systems ensure that information moves from short-term memory into permanent long-term storage. The cognitive elite don't rely on masked practice, cramming large amounts of information in single sessions. Instead, they use scientifically optimized spacing intervals that review information just before it would be forgotten, strengthening memory traces and extending retention duration. They use software systems that automatically schedule reviews based on your recall performance for each piece of information. Items you remember easily are reviewed less frequently, while difficult items are reviewed more often. This approach maximizes retention while minimizing study time. Elaborative encoding creates rich, detailed memories by connecting new information to existing knowledge. The cognitive elite never try to memorize isolated facts. They always ask how new information relates to what they already know, what it explains, what it contradicts, and what it implies. These connections create multiple retrieval pathways that make recall more reliable. They also use self-explanation during learning, constantly asking themselves why things work the way they do. This deeper processing creates stronger memories and better understanding simultaneously. Mnemonic systems convert abstract information into memorable formats using acronyms, rhymes, rhythms, and other memory aids. The cognitive elite have mastered advanced mnemonic techniques that can handle any type of information. They can memorize decks of cards in minutes, remember long lists of items perfectly, and recall complex technical information with ease. Active recall practice strengthens memory retrieval pathways through deliberate testing. Instead of passively reviewing information, the cognitive elite constantly quiz themselves, forcing their brain to actively retrieve information from memory. This retrieval practice is far more effective than passive review for building long-term retention. They create practice tests, flashcard systems, and self-quizzing routines that ensure every important piece of information can be recalled instantly when needed. They understand that memory is like a muscle. It gets stronger only through active use. Sleep optimization for memory consolidation ensures that learning is preserved permanently. The cognitive elite understand that sleep is when memory consolidation occurs, when information is transferred from temporary storage into permanent memory networks. They optimize their sleep quality and timing to maximize this consolidation process. Chapter 9. Decision-making frameworks of elite performers and how to choose correctly every time. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your decisions. Every outcome you experience, every opportunity you capture or miss, every relationship you build or destroy stems from the decisions you make daily. The cognitive elite understand this fundamental truth and have developed systematic frameworks for making consistently superior decisions. While others rely on intuition, emotion, or random chance, the cognitive elite use proven decision-making systems that virtually guarantee optimal outcomes. Most people make decisions reactively, responding to immediate circumstances without systematic analysis. They're influenced by emotions, social pressure, limited information, and cognitive biases that systematically distort their judgment. They make the same decision-making mistakes repeatedly because they never develop systematic approaches to choice evaluation. The cognitive elite approach decision-making as a learnable skill that can be systematically improved through proper frameworks and deliberate practice. They understand that good decisions aren't lucky accidents. They're the predictable result of superior decision-making processes. They've developed mental models that eliminate emotion and bias from their choices, focusing purely on logic and evidence. The first principle of elite decision-making is recognizing that decisions exist on different scales and require different approaches. Reversible decisions with low stakes can be made quickly with minimal analysis. Irreversible decisions with major consequences require extensive evaluation using systematic frameworks. The cognitive elite categorize every decision by reversibility and impact, then apply the appropriate level of analysis. Expected value calculation is the foundation of rational decision-making. Every choice can be evaluated by multiplying the probability of different outcomes by their respective values, then selecting the option with the highest expected return. The cognitive elite become comfortable with probabilistic thinking, understanding that optimal decisions sometimes lead to poor outcomes due to randomness. While poor decisions sometimes produce good results due to luck, they focus on decision quality rather than outcome quality. Evaluating their choices based on the information available at the time rather than judging decisions by their results. This prevents outcome bias from corrupting their decision-making process and allows them to continuously improve their choice-making systems. Scenario planning protects against uncertainty by considering multiple possible futures. The cognitive elite don't try to predict exactly what will happen. They identify several plausible scenarios and evaluate how each decision option would perform under different conditions. They look for robust choices that produce acceptable outcomes across multiple scenarios rather than optimal choices that only work under specific conditions. They use techniques like premortems where they imagine that their decision has failed and work backwards to identify what could have gone wrong. This reveals risks and vulnerabilities that forward-looking analysis often misses, allowing them to build protections against failure into their decision-making process. Opportunity cost analysis ensures that every decision considers not just the benefits of the chosen option, but the benefits of the best alternative option that must be sacrificed. The cognitive elite understand that the true cost of any decision includes both the direct costs and the value of opportunities foregone. They regularly ask what else they could do with the same time, money, or energy. This thinking prevents them from making decisions that seem good in isolation but are actually suboptimal when alternatives are considered. They develop the habit of always identifying and evaluating their best alternative to any proposed action. Time horizon optimization matches decision-making approaches to appropriate time scales. The cognitive elite make different types of decisions for short-term and long-term outcomes. They're willing to accept short-term costs for long-term benefits, understanding that delayed gratification usually produces superior results. They use different discount rates for different types of decisions, valuing immediate benefits less when long-term consequences are significant. They also consider how their future selves will evaluate today's decisions, making choices that their future selves will appreciate rather than regret. Information gathering strategies ensure that decisions are based on sufficient accurate data rather than assumptions or incomplete information. The cognitive elite have systematic approaches for identifying what information is needed, finding reliable sources, and determining when they have enough data to proceed. They balance the cost of gathering additional information against the value of improved decision accuracy. They're particularly skilled at identifying and challenging their assumptions, recognizing that poor decisions often result from acting on incorrect beliefs about how the world works. They actively seek disease confirming evidence and opposing viewpoints to test their assumptions before committing to important decisions. Decision timing optimization recognizes that when you make a decision is often as important as what decision you make. The cognitive elite understand that some decisions become easier or more effective when delayed, while others lose value if not made quickly. They develop skills for recognizing optimal decision timing. They also understand the concept of option value, the benefit of keeping multiple options open until more information becomes available. They're willing to pay modest costs to preserve flexibility when facing uncertain situations. Systematic decision review allows for continuous improvement in choice-making capabilities. The cognitive elite regularly evaluate their past decisions, identifying patterns of success and failure, updating their decision-making frameworks based on experience and avoiding repeated mistakes. They maintain decision journals that record their reasoning, assumptions, and expected outcomes, then review these records to identify systematic biases or errors in their thinking. This feedback loop allows them to continuously upgrade their decision-making capabilities over time. Chapter 10. The Power of Systems Thinking and How to See Connections Others Miss. The world is not a collection of isolated events and independent objects. Everything is connected to everything else through complex webs of relationships, feedback loops, and interdependencies. Most people see only fragments of these connections, focusing on individual pieces while missing the larger patterns that determine how everything actually works. The cognitive elite have developed systems thinking capabilities that allow them to see these hidden connections and predict how changes in one area will ripple through entire systems. Systems thinking is perhaps the most powerful mental model for understanding complexity. While others get lost in details, the cognitive elite focus on relationships. While others look for simple cause and effect explanations, the cognitive elite understand feedback loops and emergent properties while others try to control individual variables. The cognitive elite identify leverage points where small changes create large effects. This capability provides massive advantages in every area of life. In business, systems thinkers can predict how market changes will affect entire industries. In relationships, they can see how small behavioral changes create positive or negative spirals. In personal development, they understand how improvements in one area naturally reinforce improvements in others. The foundation of systems thinking is recognizing that systems have emergent properties, characteristics that arise from the relationships between parts rather than from the parts themselves. A forest is more than a collection of trees. An economy is more than a collection of businesses. A person is more than a collection of habits. The most important properties exist at the system level and cannot be understood by studying components in isolation. The cognitive elite train themselves to always look for these emergent properties, asking how the whole system behaves differently from its individual parts. They understand that system-level interventions are often more powerful than component-level changes because they work with natural system dynamics rather than against them. Feedback loops are the fundamental building blocks of all complex systems. Reinforcing feedback loops create exponential growth or decline. Small changes get amplified over time, leading to dramatic results. Balancing feedback loops creates stability. The system responds to changes by moving back toward equilibrium. The cognitive elite become experts at identifying these loops and predicting their long-term effects. They look for virtuous cycles where positive changes reinforce themselves, creating compound benefits over time. They also identify vicious cycles where negative changes accelerate decline, allowing them to intervene before problems become critical. Understanding feedback loops allows them to design interventions that work with natural system tendencies rather than fighting against them. Leverage points are places within complex systems where small changes can produce significant impacts. Most people try to change systems through brute force, applying maximum effort to obvious intervention points, but the cognitive elite understand that leverage points are often counterintuitive. The most powerful changes often happen in unexpected places. The highest leverage points are usually found in the system's structure, its rules, goals, and paradigms rather than in its events or behaviors. Changing individual behaviors within a system often produces temporary improvements that fade over time. But changing the system structure can permanently alter how all components behave. Delay recognition is crucial for systems thinking because cause and effect are often separated in time within complex systems. The cognitive elite understand that today's problems often result from decisions made months or years ago. While today's decisions will create consequences that won't be visible for extended periods. This time delay creates enormous opportunities for those who can think systematically. While others react to immediate symptoms, Systems thinkers can identify root causes and implement solutions before problems become critical. They can also invest in improvements that others ignore because the benefits won't be visible immediately. Mental model integration allows systems thinkers to combine multiple frameworks into comprehensive understanding of complex situations. Instead of applying single models in isolation, they layer multiple perspectives to build rich nuanced understanding of how systems actually work. They might combine economic models with psychological models and technological models to understand how digital platforms succeed or fail. They integrate insights from biology, physics, and social science to understand organizational dynamics. This multimodal thinking reveals patterns and connections that single discipline analysis misses. Intended consequences prediction is a critical systems thinking skill. The cognitive elite understand that every intervention in a complex system produces results beyond those intended. They've learned to anticipate these secondary and tertiary effects, allowing them to design interventions that minimize negative side effects while maximizing positive ones. They ask not just will this work but what else will this cause. They consider how other parts of the system will respond to changes, how those responses might create additional changes and how the system might evolve in unexpected directions. Dynamic equilibrium understanding recognizes that healthy systems are not static but are constantly changing while maintaining overall stability. The cognitive elite understand that apparent stability often masks constant adaptation and evolution. They can distinguish between systems that are truly healthy and those that appear stable but are actually rigid and vulnerable to collapse. They also understand that systems often need to be disturbed in order to grow and adapt. They're comfortable creating constructive turbulence that forces systems to develop new capabilities rather than trying to maintain artificial stability that prevents evolution. Pattern recognition across different types of systems allows systems thinkers to apply insights from one domain to completely different areas. The cognitive elite recognize that similar patterns appear in biological systems, economic systems, social systems, and technological systems. Understanding these universal patterns allows them to transfer solutions across different domains. They study how forests maintain diversity, how immune systems respond to threats, how cities manage traffic flow, and how markets process information, looking for underlying principles that can be applied to whatever systems they're working with. This cross-pollination of ideas creates breakthrough insights that domain-specific thinking cannot produce. Chapter 11. Creative problem solving and how to generate solutions that don't exist yet. The highest levels of cognitive performance require more than just logical analysis and systematic thinking. They require the ability to create entirely new solutions, to see possibilities that don't currently exist, and to combine existing elements in ways that produce breakthrough innovations. The cognitive elite have mastered creative problem-solving techniques that allow them to consistently generate solutions that others would never imagine. Most people believe that creativity is a mysterious uncontrollable talent that some people possess and others don't. This is completely false. Creativity is a systematic process that can be learned, practiced, and perfected. The cognitive elite understand the specific mental operations that produce creative insights and they've developed systematic approaches for generating innovative solutions on demand. The biggest barrier to creative thinking is the assumption that solutions must come from within your current domain of expertise. Most people try to solve problems using only the knowledge and methods they already possess. But breakthrough solutions almost always come from combining ideas across different domains, applying insights from one field to problems in completely different areas. The cognitive elite deliberately expose themselves to diverse fields of knowledge specifically to build their creative problem-solving capabilities. They study biology, physics, psychology, economics, history, and art. Not because they need expertise in all these areas, but because each field provides mental models and solution patterns that can be applied to problems in other domains. Analogical thinking is one of the most powerful creative problem-solving techniques. When facing a difficult problem, The cognitive elite ask what other situations share similar structures or dynamics. They look for analogous problems that have been solved in different contexts, then adapt those solutions to their current situation. This approach has produced some of history's greatest innovations. Velcro was invented by studying how burrs stick to clothing. The design of airplane wings was inspired by bird flight. Modern computing interfaces were modeled on desktop metaphors. The cognitive elite make analogical thinking a systematic practice rather than waiting for lucky insights. Constraint relaxation involves questioning the assumptions that define a problem's boundaries. Most people accept problem constraints as fixed and immutable. But the cognitive elite systematically challenge every assumption to see which constraints are real and which are artificial. Often the most elegant solutions emerge when you relax constraints that others take for granted. They ask questions like, what if money were no object? What if time were no constraint? What if we could use any technology? What if we could change the rules? What if we approached this from the opposite direction? These questions reveal solution paths that constraint-bound thinking cannot access. Combinatorial creativity involves systematically combining existing elements in new ways to create novel solutions. The cognitive elite understand that most innovations aren't entirely new inventions, but rather new combinations of existing components. They develop systematic approaches for identifying potential combinations and evaluating their possibilities. They use techniques like morphological analysis where they break problems into independent dimensions and systematically explore different combinations of solutions for each dimension. This methodical approach ensures they consider combination possibilities that random brainstorming would never discover. Perspective multiplication involves approaching every problem from multiple viewpoints to reveal different solution possibilities. The cognitive elite train themselves to see problems through the eyes of different stakeholders, different disciplines, and even different time periods. Each perspective reveals aspects of the problem that others miss and suggests different solution approaches. They might ask how a biologist would approach this problem, how someone from a different culture would see it, how it would be solved 100 years from now, or how a child would think about it. These perspective shifts break them out of their default thinking patterns and open up new creative possibilities. Idea multiplication techniques ensure that the cognitive elite generate far more potential solutions than others would consider. Instead of stopping at the first reasonable solution, they force themselves to generate dozens or even hundreds of alternatives. Quantity leads to quality in creative thinking because early ideas are usually conventional while breakthrough solutions emerge after you've exhausted obvious approaches. They use techniques like brainstorming, mind mapping and forced connections to systematically generate large numbers of ideas. They understand that most generated ideas will be worthless, but that the probability of finding breakthrough solutions increases dramatically with the total number of ideas considered. Pattern breaking involves deliberately disrupting your normal thinking patterns to force your brain into new creative pathways. The cognitive elite understand that breakthrough thinking requires breaking out of established mental ruts. They use systematic techniques to disrupt their thinking patterns and force novel cognitive combinations. These might include random word association where they force connections between their problem and randomly selected words or concepts, or assumption reversal where they deliberately assume the opposite of what they normally believe and explore the implications. Or constraint addition, where they artificially add new constraints to force more creative solutions. Incubation optimization leverages your subconscious mind's ability to continue working on problems even when you're not consciously thinking about them. The cognitive elite understand that some of the best creative insights emerge during periods when you're not actively trying to solve problems. They systematically use incubation periods to enhance their creative output after intensive conscious work on a problem. They deliberately shift their attention to other activities while their subconscious continues processing. They might take walks, exercise, meditate, or engage in routine activities that free their mind to make unexpected connections. They've learned to recognize when incubation is likely to be productive and how to structure their work to maximize these unconscious insights. Solution evaluation frameworks ensure that creative ideas are systematically assessed and refined rather than being accepted or rejected randomly. The cognitive elite don't just generate creative solutions. They have systematic approaches for evaluating which ideas have the most potential and how to improve them. They consider criteria like feasibility, impact, resources required, risks involved, and alignment with objectives. But they also understand that truly innovative ideas often appear impractical initially. So they look for ways to make promising ideas more viable rather than immediately rejecting unconventional solutions. Cross-pollination strategies involve systematically importing ideas from successful solutions in other domains. The cognitive elite study how different industries, cultures, and time periods have solved similar problems, looking for approaches that could be adapted to their current situation. They might study how nature solves engineering problems, how successful companies in other industries handle similar challenges, or how historical figures approached analogous situations. This systematic importation of ideas ensures they never have to start from zero when solving problems. Chapter 12. Strategic thinking and long-term planning that guarantees success. While most people are trapped in reactive thinking, responding to immediate circumstances without broader perspective, the cognitive elite operate from strategic frameworks that ensure their actions today create the outcomes they want years or decades from now. Strategic thinking isn't just about planning. It's about understanding how complex systems evolve over time and positioning yourself to benefit from inevitable changes. The fundamental difference between tactical and strategic thinking is time horizon. Tactical thinking optimizes for immediate results, often at the expense of long-term positioning. Strategic thinking accepts short-term costs in order to create superior long-term advantages. The cognitive elite train themselves to think in decades while others are trapped in daily urgent tasks. Strategic thinking begins with clear vision of desired future outcomes. But this isn't wishful thinking or vague hoping. Strategic vision is based on deep understanding of trends, forces, and inevitable changes that will shape the future. The cognitive elite study demographic trends, technological developments, economic cycles, and social changes to identify where the world is moving, then position themselves accordingly. They understand that you cannot predict the future precisely, but you can identify directional trends with high confidence. Demographics change slowly and predictably. Technology follows identifiable development patterns. Economic cycles repeat with recognizable characteristics. By understanding these patterns, they can make strategic bets that others don't even recognize as opportunities. Scenario planning protects strategic thinking from the uncertainty that paralyzes others. Instead of trying to predict one specific future, the cognitive elite develop multiple detailed scenarios and create strategies that work well across different possible outcomes. This approach allows them to move confidently forward even when the future is uncertain. They identify key uncertainties that could dramatically affect their outcomes, then develop specific scenarios around different resolutions of those uncertainties. For each scenario, they consider how their strategy would perform and what adaptations might be necessary. This preparation allows them to respond quickly and effectively when uncertainty resolves. Competitive analysis goes far beyond studying obvious competitors to understanding the entire ecosystem of forces that could affect strategic positioning. The cognitive elite analyze not just who their competitors are today, but who they could become, what new entrants might emerge, and how changing conditions might alter competitive dynamics entirely. They study successful strategies in analogous situations, looking for patterns and principles that can be adapted to their context. They understand that the best strategic insights often come from studying competition in completely different domains that share similar structural characteristics. Resource allocation strategy ensures that limited time, energy, and capital are deployed for maximum strategic impact. The cognitive elite don't try to do everything equally well. They identify the few critical areas where superior performance creates lasting competitive advantages. Then concentrate resources ruthlessly on those priorities while accepting mediocrity in less important areas. They understand the principle of comparative advantage. You don't have to be the best at everything. You just have to be relatively better at something valuable. They identify their unique strengths and build strategies that amplify those advantages while minimizing exposure to their weaknesses. Timing strategy recognizes that when you act is often more important than what actions you take. The cognitive elite understand that every market, every industry, and every opportunity has natural rhythms and cycles. Acting at the right time can multiply the impact of any strategy. While poor timing can doom even excellent strategies to failure, they study market cycles, technology adoption curves, social trends, and political changes to identify optimal timing for different types of strategic moves. They understand when to be early adopters, when to wait for markets to mature, when to consolidate during downturns, and when to expand during growth phases. Strategic patience is perhaps the most difficult but most important strategic capability. The cognitive elite are willing to wait years for the right opportunities while others exhaust themselves chasing every immediate possibility. They understand that the best strategic moves often require extended periods of preparation before the payoff becomes visible. They're willing to invest in capabilities that won't pay off immediately, to pass on opportunities that don't align with their long-term strategy, and to maintain their strategic focus even when others are making faster short-term progress in different directions. Network effects and ecosystem thinking guide how the cognitive elite builds strategic advantages that compound over time. They understand that the most powerful strategic positions come from creating value for others in ways that make those others invested in your continued success. Instead of trying to capture all the value they create, they design strategies that create increasing value for partners, customers, and even competitors over time. This approach builds sustainable competitive advantages because attacking their position would require disrupting entire ecosystems rather than just competing with individual companies. Option value strategy involves making investments that preserve future flexibility rather than committing irreversibly to specific paths. The cognitive elite understand that uncertainty creates both risks and opportunities, and they position themselves to benefit from positive surprises while limiting downside exposure from negative ones. They make investments that keep multiple future paths open, build capabilities that can be applied in different directions, and maintain relationships that could become valuable in various scenarios. This approach allows them to adapt quickly to changing circumstances rather than being locked into strategies that become obsolete. Strategic moves involve building competitive advantages that are difficult for others to duplicate or overcome. The cognitive elite don't just create superior products or services. They create structural advantages that make competition increasingly difficult over time. These might include network effects where their value increases with the number of users, or switching costs where customers find it expensive or difficult to change to competitors, or scale advantages where larger size creates cost advantages that smaller competitors cannot match. Or learning curves where experience creates capabilities that others cannot easily replicate. Long-term relationship building recognizes that strategic success ultimately depends on the quality of relationships you build with key stakeholders. The cognitive elite invest heavily in building trust, providing value, and creating mutual benefit with everyone in their strategic ecosystem. They understand that reputation and relationships are strategic assets that appreciate over time when properly maintained. They're willing to sacrifice short-term gains to build long-term trust, knowing that this trust becomes a sustainable competitive advantage that cannot be easily replicated by competitors. Chapter 13. Emotional Intelligence Mastery and the Psychology of Influence. The cognitive elite understands something that purely analytical thinkers miss. Human behavior is driven more by emotion than by logic. And success in any endeavor requiring cooperation with others depends on your ability to understand, manage, and influence emotional states. Emotional intelligence isn't a soft skill. It's the foundation of all human influence. And the key to translating cognitive superiority into real-world results, Most people are completely unconscious of their emotional states and how those states affect their thinking and decision. They make important choices while angry, afraid, or excited without recognizing how these emotions systematically distort their judgment. The cognitive elite have developed complete awareness of their emotional states and sophisticated techniques for managing emotions to optimize their cognitive performance. Emotional self-awareness begins with developing the ability to recognize your emotional states in real time as they occur. Most people only become aware of emotions after they've already influenced behavior. But the cognitive elite can identify emotional changes as they begin, giving them the opportunity to manage those emotions before they affect important decisions. They practice emotional labeling, developing precise vocabulary for different emotional states. Instead of just recognizing that they feel good or bad, they can distinguish between optimism and excitement, between concern and fear, between frustration and anger. This precision allows them to choose appropriate emotional management strategies for specific states. Self-regulation involves the systematic ability to influence your own emotional states rather than being controlled by them. The cognitive elite understand that emotions are not inevitable reactions to circumstances. They're psychophysiological states that can be managed through specific techniques. They use cognitive reframing to change how they interpret situations, shifting from emotional reactions that impair performance to emotional states that enhance it. Instead of feeling threatened by challenges, they frame them as opportunities for growth. Instead of feeling frustrated by obstacles, they see them as problems to solve systematically. Physiological regulation techniques give them direct control over their emotional states through breathing patterns, posture, and physical practices. They understand that emotion and physiology are intimately connected and that changing physical states can directly alter emotional states. Social awareness extends emotional intelligence beyond self-management to understanding and predicting others' emotional states. The cognitive elite can read emotional cues that others miss. Understanding not just what people are saying, but what they're feeling and what they're likely to do next. They study micro-expressions, vocal tonality, body language, and behavioral patterns to develop sophisticated models of others' emotional states. This information allows them to predict behavior, adjust their approach for maximum influence, and avoid emotional triggers that could derail important interactions. Empathy involves the ability to understand others' perspectives and emotional experiences without being overwhelmed by them. The cognitive elite can temporarily adopt others' viewpoints to understand their motivations and concerns, but they maintain enough emotional distance to think clearly about how to respond effectively. They understand that empathy is not about feeling what others feel. It's about understanding what others feel while maintaining your own emotional equilibrium. This allows them to respond to others' emotional needs without compromising their own judgment or decision-making capability. Influence psychology involves understanding how emotions affect decision and using this knowledge to guide others toward better choices. The cognitive elite understand the emotional drivers behind human behavior and can structure interactions to encourage desired emotional states in others. They understand that people make decisions emotionally and then rationalize them logically. So effective influence requires addressing emotional concerns before presenting logical arguments. They can create emotional states like trust, excitement, confidence, and urgency that support their desired outcomes. Rapport building creates emotional connection that facilitates cooperation and influence. The cognitive elite have systematic approaches for establishing trust and connection with others quickly and authentically. They understand that people are more likely to be influenced by those they like and trust than by those with superior arguments. They match communication styles, find common ground, demonstrate understanding of others' concerns, and create experiences of mutual success that build ongoing relationships. They understand that rapport is not manipulation but rather the foundation of effective collaboration. Conflict resolution skills allow the cognitive elite to manage disagreements and emotional tension in ways that strengthen rather than damage relationships. Instead of avoiding conflict or allowing it to escalate destructively, they can navigate disagreements while maintaining respect and cooperation. They separate people from problems, focusing on interests rather than positions and looking for solutions that address underlying needs rather than surface-level demands. They can manage their own emotions during difficult conversations while helping others regulate theirs. Motivation understanding allows the cognitive elite to identify what drives different people and structure interactions to align with those motivations. Instead of assuming everyone is motivated by the same factors, they develop individualized approaches based on understanding what each person values most. Some people are motivated by achievement and recognition, others by security and belonging, others by autonomy and creativity. The cognitive elite can quickly assess motivational patterns and frame their communications to resonate with what matters most to each individual. Group dynamics mastery extends emotional intelligence to team and organizational settings. The cognitive elite understand how emotions spread through groups, how group identity affects individual behavior, and how to structure group interactions to produce optimal emotional states and outcomes. They can read group energy, identify emotional undercurrents that affect group performance, and intervene to shift group emotional states toward more productive patterns. They understand how to build group cohesion, manage group conflict, and create psychological safety that enables peak group performance. Persuasion mastery combines emotional intelligence with systematic influence techniques to guide others toward better decisions. The cognitive elite understand that persuasion is not about manipulation, but about helping others see possibilities they might miss and overcome emotional barriers that prevent optimal choices. They use techniques like social proof, reciprocity, commitment, consistency, and authority to create psychological conditions that support rational decision making. They can structure communications to address emotional concerns while providing logical justifications that allow people to feel good about their choices. Chapter 14. Advanced Cognitive Strategies for Continuous Learning and Adaptation. The cognitive elite never stop upgrading their thinking capabilities while others plateau at whatever level they achieved in their formal education. The cognitive elite treat learning as a continuous process that accelerates throughout their lives. They've developed systematic approaches for acquiring new capabilities, adapting to changing circumstances, and maintaining peak cognitive performance as they age. The foundation of continuous learning is recognizing that expertise in any domain becomes obsolete rapidly in our accelerating world. What you knew 5 years ago is insufficient for today's challenges. And what you know today will be insufficient for challenges 5 years from now. The cognitive elite embrace this reality and build learning systems that keep them ahead of change rather than struggling to catch up. Most people learn reactively, acquiring new skills only when forced to by changing circumstances. But reactive learning is always too late. By the time you recognize you need new capabilities, others who learned proactively already have significant advantages. The cognitive elite learn predictively, identifying what capabilities they'll need before those needs become obvious to everyone else. They study trends in their industry, changes in technology, shifts in social and economic patterns, and emerging challenges that will require new types of thinking. They begin building relevant capabilities before they need them, giving themselves first-mover advantages when change accelerates. Meta-learning involves learning how to learn more effectively rather than just accumulating more information. The cognitive elite study learning science and develop personalized learning systems that maximize their capability acquisition rate. They understand how memory works, how skills develop, how expertise forms, and how to optimize these processes for their individual learning style. They experiment with different learning techniques, measure their effectiveness, and continuously refine their approaches based on results. They treat learning itself as a skill that can be systematically improved through deliberate practice and intelligent experimentation. Transfer learning enables the cognitive elite to apply insights from one domain to accelerate learning in completely different areas. Instead of starting from zero in each new field, they identify underlying principles and patterns that apply across domains. This allows them to build expertise much faster than those who treat each new area as completely separate. They study how experts think across different fields, looking for common mental models and problem-solving approaches. They identify cognitive skills that transfer between domains like pattern recognition, systems thinking, and analogical reasoning. They build these transferable skills intensively because each improvement multiplies their learning rate across all future domains. Deliberate practice techniques ensure that learning translates into actual skill improvement rather than just information accumulation. The cognitive elite understand that expertise requires focused practice on progressively more challenging tasks with immediate feedback and continuous adjustment. They don't just consume information passively. They actively practice applying new knowledge in increasingly complex situations. They seek feedback from experts, track their performance systematically, and focus their practice time on areas where improvement will have the greatest impact on overall capability. Spaced learning systems optimize knowledge retention and skill development over extended time periods. The cognitive elite don't try to master everything immediately through intensive cramming. Instead, they use scientifically optimized spacing intervals that ensure information moves from short-term to long-term memory while skills develop to automatic levels. They use software systems that schedule review and practice sessions based on forgetting curves and skill development research. They understand that distributed practice over time is far more effective than masked practice in short periods. Cross-training cognitive abilities prevents mental stagnation and builds cognitive flexibility that supports adaptation to new challenges. The cognitive elite don't just develop deep expertise in their primary domain. They systematically build capabilities across diverse areas to maintain mental agility and create unexpected combination possibilities. They might study art to enhance their creativity, martial arts to improve their focus, music to develop pattern recognition, or meditation to build attention control. These diverse activities build cognitive capabilities that enhance performance across all domains. Failure analysis transforms mistakes into learning acceleration opportunities. While others avoid failure or ignore it when it occurs, the cognitive elite systematically analyze every failure to extract maximum learning value. They understand that failure provides information that success cannot, and they've developed frameworks for converting failure into capability improvement. They conduct detailed postmortems on failed projects, identifying decision-making errors, knowledge gaps, skill deficiencies, and systemic issues that contributed to poor outcomes. They then design specific learning interventions to address each identified weakness. Environmental optimization creates conditions that support continuous learning and cognitive development. The cognitive elite understand that learning is not just an individual activity but depends on environmental factors like information access, social networks, and physical conditions. They curate their information environment, choosing inputs that challenge their thinking rather than confirming existing beliefs. They build relationships with people who can teach them, challenge them, and provide feedback on their development. They design their physical environment to support focused learning and minimize distractions. Cognitive load management ensures that learning efforts are sustainable and effective over long periods. The cognitive elite understand that cognitive resources are limited and must be allocated strategically for optimal learning outcomes. They don't try to learn everything simultaneously, but sequence their learning to build capabilities progressively. They understand when to push their cognitive limits for rapid improvement and when to consolidate existing learning before moving to new challenges. They balance challenge with recovery, ensuring that intense learning periods are followed by integration periods that allow new capabilities to solidify. Expertise acceleration techniques allow the cognitive elite to compress the time required to achieve high-level competence in new domains. Instead of following conventional learning paths that assume decades of development, they identify shortcuts and accelerated development strategies that can produce expertise much faster. They study how the most successful learners in each domain develop their capabilities. Looking for non-obvious factors that accelerated their progress, They seek out master teachers, immersive experiences, and intensive practice opportunities that can compress learning timelines dramatically. Adaptation strategies maintain cognitive flexibility and prevent mental rigidity as expertise develops. The cognitive elite understand that deep expertise can sometimes create blind spots and resistance to new approaches. They've developed systematic approaches for maintaining beginners' mind and openness to new possibilities even as their expertise deepens. They regularly challenge their own assumptions, expose themselves to contradictory viewpoints, and practice thinking about their domain from completely different perspectives. They understand that true mastery includes the ability to unlearn and relearn when circumstances change. Chapter 15. The complete cognitive transformation in your new elite mind. You now possess knowledge that 99% of people will never discover. You understand how the cognitive elite think, how they process information, how they make decisions, and how they continuously upgrade their mental capabilities. But knowledge without implementation is worthless. The difference between you and those who remain trapped in average thinking comes down to one thing. Whether you actually apply these principles to transform your cognitive capabilities. The cognitive transformation process is not a one-time event, but a complete restructuring of how you operate mentally. It requires abandoning comfortable but limiting thinking patterns and embracing new approaches that initially feel unfamiliar and challenging. Most people will read this information and never apply it because implementation requires effort and sustained commitment that they're unwilling to provide. But you're not most people. You've invested the time to understand these principles because you refuse to accept intellectual mediocrity. You recognize that upgrading your thinking capabilities is the most important investment you can make in your future success and satisfaction. You understand that every day you delay implementation is another day you operate below your true cognitive potential. The transformation begins with a fundamental shift in identity. You must stop seeing yourself as someone with fixed cognitive limitations and start seeing yourself as someone who continuously develops superior thinking capabilities. This identity shift affects every subsequent choice you make about how to spend your time and energy. People with fixed mindsets avoid cognitive challenges because failure threatens their self-image. People with growth mindsets seek cognitive challenges because struggle indicates development. The cognitive elite have completely embraced growth mindset thinking. They measure themselves not by their current capabilities but by the rate at which they're developing new ones. Your daily habits must be redesigned around cognitive development rather than passive consumption or mindless routine. The cognitive elite structure their days to maximize learning, practice advanced mental skills regularly, and continuously challenge their thinking capabilities. They understand that cognitive excellence requires the same type of systematic training that physical excellence demands. This means eliminating activities that don't contribute to cognitive development or goal achievement. It means replacing passive entertainment with active learning. It means choosing challenging projects over comfortable ones. It means surrounding yourself with people who challenge your thinking rather than those who confirm your existing beliefs. Your information diet requires complete restructuring. The cognitive elite are extremely selective about what they allow into their minds because they understand that every input shapes their neural architecture. They consume information that challenges their thinking, exposes them to new perspectives and builds useful mental models rather than information that merely entertains or confirms existing beliefs. They read books instead of articles, seek primary sources instead of summaries, and choose depth over breadth when building expertise. They understand that consuming high-quality information consistently over time creates compound intellectual advantages that shallow information consumption cannot match. Your decision-making processes must be systematized rather than left to intuition or emotion. The cognitive elite never make important decisions impulsively or without systematic analysis. They use the frameworks and mental models you've learned to evaluate options objectively and choose courses of action that optimize for long-term results rather than short-term comfort. This systematic approach extends to every area of life. Career choices, relationship decisions, financial investments, health practices, and learning priorities. They understand that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your decisions, and decision quality depends on the quality of your thinking processes. Your relationships must be aligned with your cognitive development goals. The cognitive elite understand that you become like the people you spend the most time with. So they deliberately cultivate relationships with individuals who are intellectually stimulating, emotionally mature, and committed to continuous growth. They minimize time spent with people who drain their energy or encourage mediocre thinking. They seek out mentors who have achieved the cognitive performance they're working toward. Peers who challenge them to think better, and opportunities to teach others as a way of solidifying their own understanding. Your practice schedule must include regular cognitive skill development activities. The cognitive elite don't leave their thinking development to chance. They schedule specific times for practicing the mental skills that create cognitive advantages. This might include deliberate practice of mental models, speed reading exercises, memory training, or systematic problem-solving practice. They understand that cognitive skills deteriorate without regular use and improve with systematic practice. They treat mental training as seriously as athletes treat physical training. With structured routines, progressive difficulty increases, and systematic performance measurement. Your measurement systems must track cognitive development rather than just external outcomes. The cognitive elite develop metrics for assessing their thinking capabilities and track their progress systematically over time. They measure reading speed and comprehension, decision making quality, problem solving, creativity, and learning velocity. These measurements allow them to identify areas for improvement, adjust their training approaches, and maintain motivation through visible progress. They understand that what gets measured gets improved. And they've made cognitive development a measurable priority. Your environment must be optimized for cognitive performance rather than comfort or convenience. The cognitive elite design their physical spaces, digital environments, and social contexts to support peak mental performance. They eliminate distractions, optimize for focus, and create conditions that make superior thinking easier and inferior thinking more difficult. The compound effects of this cognitive transformation are extraordinary. When you consistently apply these principles over months and years, your thinking capabilities accelerate exponentially. You develop the ability to see patterns others miss, solve problems others cannot, and identify opportunities others never recognize. You become someone who creates value rather than just consuming it, who leads rather than just follows, who innovates rather than just imitates. But the most important transformation is internal. You develop unshakable confidence in your ability to figure out whatever you need to figure out. You stop being intimidated by complex challenges because you have systematic approaches for breaking them down. You stop worrying about competition because you're continuously improving while others remain static. This is not the end of your journey. It's the beginning. You now have the blueprint for cognitive excellence. The question is whether you'll use it, whether you'll do the work required to join the cognitive elite or remain comfortable with average thinking. The choice is yours, and the consequences of that choice will determine everything that happens to you from this moment forward. The cognitive elite are waiting for you to join them. Your upgraded mind is waiting to be unleashed. Everything you want to achieve is waiting for you to develop the thinking capabilities necessary to accomplish it. The only thing standing between you and cognitive excellence is your willingness to begin the transformation process today. The time for excuses is over. The time for mediocre thinking is finished. The time for cognitive excellence starts.